What if the real cultural crisis isn't just the practice of evil, but the widespread celebration and approval of what God calls unrighteous? Are there things on shows, in culture, or even in conversations that receive hearty approval in daily life, which God clearly warns against? Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. If you haven't checked us out, go to fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. If you enjoy these daily devotions, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, and if you're in that Washington Defender app, place it in your huddle. What is our vision for these devotions? It's very simple. We want you on your drive into work to listen to God's word and instantly have the ability to apply it and to change the public square. That's what we're trying to do. Get you into God's word every single day. About 10 minutes, 13 minutes. We try to do that just as long as it takes for you to get to work. Also, if you haven't become a financial partner of FPIW or FPIW Action, we need your help. Your $5 a month to $20 a month, whatever it might be, $100 a month, $1,000 a month. We really do need your help financially. And get us out of that hand-to-mouth kind of ministry mentality where we are just blessing people and you're just empowering us to continue to get the word out. So we are in the final sermon of the Wrath of God series. And some ask me, Brian, why do you go through these things? Why not pick something cheerful and happy and all these kind of things? Well, I do hope it's been encouraging to you, but we want to preach the entire counsel of God's word each and every day. And what I mean by that is, by going through the scriptures line by line, verse by verse, like we are through the book of Romans, we want to learn together what the word of God has expects of us and desires of us as we go. So today we're going to look at Romans chapter 1, verses 28 through 32. And it says, "And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God." Now remember, the verses above from 18 down says that we suppress the truth and unrighteousness, that God has made himself evident to them, that God has made him evident inside of them, that the creation proclaims his glory, that we have become futile in our speculation and exchanged the glory of Almighty God for the corruptible man. And so I just want to encourage you to go through this. It says, "And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer," this is so important. Many, many people judge God by his judgments when they should be judging him by his forewarnings. He is giving you this idea in your heart and in your mind. He's forewarning you because his judgment will come. He's saying, listen, we don't see fit to acknowledge God. And as a culture, as a society, as a people in 2025, I say this is where we are. We don't want to acknowledge God the way that he wants to be acknowledged. God gave them over to a depraved mind. Do you notice how a rejection of God leads to God giving them over to something? To do the things which are not proper, being filled with all unrighteousness. What are they filled with? All unrighteousness. In the beginning of this section, talked about those who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. So they're being filled with all unrighteousness. The believer in Jesus Christ is not filled with all unrighteousness. The Bible is clear that you've been transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his beloved son. 1 John, if you want to go through that very slowly, chapters 1, 2, and 3, you're going to see that you can either practice righteousness or practice unrighteousness. But the one who is in Christ Jesus does not make a practice or an intentional desire to walk in sin. He's repentant. He's already said, I'm not the boss. I got to do it God's way. I'm going to live for God. But being filled with all unrighteousness, being filled with all wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, being filled with murder, being filled with strife, deceit, malice, being filled with gossip, being filled with slander, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents. This is what the people are filled with unrighteousness. You may be saying, well, I'm a Christ follower and I have that whole list. Well, then maybe you're not following Jesus. I don't know how else to say that nicely. The hallmark or the identifying factor of a Christian isn't that you're a slanderer, hater of God, arrogant, boastful, inventor of evil. You just need to know that. You may say that you are a Christ follower, but if that is who you are, repent, turn to the living God. That they're without understanding, they're untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful, and although they know the ordinances of God, this is what we have to understand in our hearts and our minds. People are not a blank slate and they don't know. They know the ordinances of God, that those who practice such things, see that word practice there? First John talks about this word over and over. In fact, I double dog dare you to take a challenge to go look at the word practice in the New Testament. And then go look at the word unintentional in the Old Testament. And the idea of how we live before Almighty God is so incredibly important. And although they practice such things are worthy of death. Why would this be? Why would they know these ordinances? Because God's law tells you that those who walk in willful disobedience of God, that they should be put to death. Now, put to death by us? No. That's not what I'm saying. We don't go out and murder people. I'm saying is, in our hearts, we know we are worthy of death. But what do? They not only do the same things, in other words, that whole list that's just above, from homosexuality down to all the things that we've been talking, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful, that those who practice things are worthy of death, but also they give hearty approval to those who practice them. You know, if you watch many of our TV shows today, maybe you watch The View. I'm not here to be a judge of The View. I'm just saying they give hearty approval to things that dishonor God. Many of our churches, many of them, when they have gay flags out and they have all these pride things and they're doing the things that are opposite of the ordinances of God, and they're giving hearty approval to it. Many of our business owners, when they put a Black Lives Matter, you know, sticker up, and they're doing their woke ideology virtue signaling so that people don't attack their business. They're giving hearty approval to those things. So as you think about this, they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer. God gave them over to a depraved mind. And although they knew the ordinances of God and those who practice them are worthy of death, they not only did the same, but they gave approval of them. So what kind of people will we be? Our public square application. Today, we will acknowledge God today. Today is a day of acknowledgement. You walk into God, into your workplace, you're going to be like, I acknowledge God today. God is your provider. The work that you're going to do today, you're going to do as unto the Lord. God is going to rejuvenate your mind. And if we go through this list, you're going to begin to walk in the things that are opposite of these things. So instead of being filled with unrighteousness, you are filled with righteousness. Instead of being wicked, you're going to be holy. You're going to be a giver. You're going to do the good things. Instead of being full of envy, you're going to celebrate others. Instead of being a murderer, you're going to give life. Instead of causing strife, you're going to cause peace. You're not going to gossip. You're going to talk directly to people. You're going to be humble. You're going to be a lover of God today. Think about it. You're going to invent godly things today. You're going to be trustworthy, loving, merciful. Those things. That's who you are going to be today. Because why? The Spirit of the living Lord, Jesus Christ, is inside of you. And that is what he's rejuvenating inside of you. You are going to practice the things of righteousness today. He's going to renew your mind. You're going to walk in the ordinances of God to honor and please him. You're going to practice righteousness. You're going to give hearty approval to those who practice righteousness. You're going to give hearty disapproval to those who practice unrighteousness. You're a man of God. You're a woman of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray as we walk in these things today, go before us in all things. We acknowledge you as Lord, as King, as the one who's risen from the dead. Lord, let us walk in your ways. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend in advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.